Today is September 16th, 2020. This is episode number 535 of the Apple Context Machine. That's a podcast for the Mac Observer. And unfortunately for you, I'm Brian Chaffin, editor-in-chief of TMO and the host of this very show. To get the full story on anything we cover in this podcast, you can visit macobserver.com/ACM. And if you'd like to comment on or question anything about the show, shoot me a note over at macobserver.com/contextmachine, and that will take you straight to our Facebook group. Now, flouncing her way all the way across the pond to be co-host for today's show is one Charlotte Henry. Charlotte!
Hello. Thank you for having me back. I haven't joined you in this little spot for a while. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, indeed. It's good to have you here.
It's a shame. It's a quiet news week. We've got nothing really to discuss.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah, nothing.
Shame.
Nothing going on in the Apple world, but we will persevere and make it all the way through anyway. Oh, by the way, in the co-pilot seat for me would be one Commander Ichabod. To be honest,
he's the only reason I'm on the show.
Yeah, this is fair. This is absolutely fair. And while his friend Mr. Stoat, with this built-in squeaker, will not be joining us for the show, I am sure that Commander Ichabod will find some other ways to make his presence known. I just have a feeling.
As I say, it's the main reason I'm here.
Yeah. Well, it's the only reason anyone's here.
Fair.
That's it. All right. I would also like to mention that LinkedIn Jobs is sponsoring the show a little bit later. I'm going to tell you how to get $50 off of your first job posting. It's pretty easy. Stay tuned. But before we get to that, let's talk about Apple One.
Yes. The new bundle, three-tiered bundle announced by Apple at the Time Flies event yesterday. We'd heard about it. We'd heard it was going to be called Apple One. Mark Gurman got that right. As I mentioned on the Daily Observations podcast straight after the event, the thing I was surprised about was what a central part to the bundle iCloud plays. So here's how it breaks down. There's an individual plan, which is $14.95 a month. That's got music, TV Plus, Arcade, and 50 gigabytes of iCloud storage. There's a family bundle, which is those services, but 200 gigabytes of storage, and it costs $19.95 a month. And then for $29.99 per month, you've got what's called the Premier tier. That includes News Plus. It includes the new Fitness Plus exercise service, because Apple just invented Peloton yesterday. And that comes with a whopping 2 terabytes of iCloud storage. I'll be honest, as they were announcing this, I was just like, shut up and take my money.
Yeah, well, same.
But interestingly, I wrote up the news about the launch of Apple One, because we were all covering different elements of the very busy event yesterday, actually. And a lot of the comments on the piece are people less excited to give Apple their money than I am, which is normally not the way things work.
Yeah, that's not. You are not the biggest Apple fangirl on the planet.
I love Apple products, and I'm a huge Apple fan, but I don't just automatically want to buy everything that they put out. Yeah, that's fair. But interest, lots of people are like, yeah, but I don't want Arcade. I don't want this. I want to build my own bundle, which I feel like rather defeats the point of a bundle.
Apple has put this together to get the services that they want us to have,
right?
Onto our devices. And they have priced it at a significant discount. And if you don't want one of them, so what? It's still a discount.
One kind of so what, because the price point, I think they've got the price points, particularly for the Premier tier, so spot on.
Yeah.
Instead of counting sheep last night, I counted Apple services and found that I was basically either saving money or just getting stuff for free. But that is because, and I accept this, I'm a News Plus subscriber. I'm obviously a TV Plus, a music subscriber. I have the $2.99 a month version of iCloud. The one thing I don't have is Arcade.
Do you have News Plus?
I do have News Plus, exactly. So, and obviously no one has Fitness Plus yet. I'm not sure if I would have signed up for it, but as you say, part of the bundle and the reason for doing it is for Apple to introduce that, make it, you know, it's too good an offer to turn down. So we start trying out.
Yeah, complaining about what's in it would be like people complaining about Amazon Prime saying, but I don't want the videos. So right, what? It comes with it. It's what it is.
Complaining, oh, I don't really care about Amazon Music.
Or, right. Or, you know, but I don't want a couple of articles from the Wall Street Journal and Apple News Plus. I shouldn't have to pay for it. Whatever. Who cares? Don't read them. I mean, like, I don't know. I have zero empathy with this because the discount is big enough that it makes any such complaints pointless.
I mean, there is an argument, and I suspect there's other people that would, and you might be one that disagree with me, that $29.99 a month for 2 terabytes of storage. I mean, you probably need a bit more. I'm trying to think how much an equivalent for Dropbox would be, but it's not. So, you know, that's a pretty generous amount of storage. We know Apple can sometimes be a bit shrifty on that.
Yeah, storage is a thing that they're usually quite skimpy on.
Yeah, John Gruber, I noticed on Daring Fireball, said he thought Apple was still nickel and diming on it, which I assume in your language is not a good thing.
Yeah, that would mean that they're being cheap, as in not but offering very much value for what you're paying.
I'm not convinced they are in this case. So I actually think it's a very compelling package. I think they've got the price point of particularly the Premier tier right. I think $14.95 even for an individual user who, you know, a normal user is not that, you know, is a pretty good price point as well. And, you know, even if you don't want to share it with 5 people, which is what the family bundle allows, but you just want 200 gigabytes of storage, again, $20 a month, not that bad, really. So I think they've got that right. I think I'll be interested to see how popular it is. It'll be interesting to see if people still, like, do the build your own bundle thing and actually are not spending money that efficiently. We'll try and get something. We'll get something up on the MacObserver.com, kind of breaking it all down, like how much things cost if you did it all individually, how much the bundles cost. Hopefully, save some people some money. But I think Apple needed to announce a bundle. I think it's absolutely right. They included Arcade. Arcade is the service for me that has kind of lagged behind the others. It's the one that might just be because it's the thing I find least compelling.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
It's the thing I'm least inclined to pay for. I am very happy to. I enjoyed the games when I tried it out, but I didn't enjoy them enough compared to other games that I wanted the monthly subscription.
Yeah, and I haven't played an arcade game in months, and yet I'm still a subscriber. So
that's,
please give me Apple One.
That's so Brian. Yeah. I can't even tell you. It's ridiculous. You started that sentence, I knew what was happening.
But the thing is, I'm not a News Plus subscriber.
And
I want to be, but I just never got around to doing it. So to have that folded into this and then to have Apple Fitness Plus, and I mentioned this on TDO Wednesday morning, that I need another subscription fitness thing that I can ignore in my life.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, but this way I can absolutely positively subscribe to it and then ignore it. And,
no, but Commander Ichabod's going to get you doing your 10,000 steps a day. He's going to be good.
Yeah. He's sleeping right now.
Yeah.
That's why it's very quiet.
So yeah, I think there's a lot to be compelling here. I thought they were going to do something annoying. Like I thought these were going to be the price points, but not include iCloud. So I'm pleased and impressed that they've included iCloud. And
yeah, it's nice to just have that taken care of. Like all of these things, it's nice to just have it taken care of. And again, yeah. The discount is significant enough that if, like, I mean, the discount is significant enough. If you never watch a TV Plus show and you never play a single arcade game, you're still saving money.
Right? I think so. And I think people that's slightly been lost. And what I hope is that Apple markets this and explains it. And as I say, we'll try and do it over on the Mac Observer as well. That that people understand that. It sounds, again, this might be obvious to the type of people that listen to this show, but it's worth noting as well. Once you have an Apple One subscription, it applies to all your Apple devices. They're not saying you can watch TV Plus on two devices with this login. Like, it applies across the board.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I hope Apple does a job of explaining it to people. And, you know, as I say, we'll certainly be doing so as well, because I think there is a lot to recommend for lots of different types of users for this.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. And that price point, as you've mentioned a couple times now, that price point is probably the sweet spot. That price point just kind of makes it a no-brainer. If you're going to be using any three of these things and you're using iCloud, so that's one of them, the subscription price pretty much makes it make sense.
I think it does. And obviously it is designed so that most people go to the premier tier, right?
Of course.
And that's good. We're having a private conversation, right? I can tell you something privately.
Okay. You're such a tease to our listeners.
No one's listening, Brian. It's just us chatting. Oh, so I had a moment with chatting with Kelly yesterday, the host of TDO, off air. I was like, I suddenly get why Apple is absolutely genius. Like, it all made sense to me, because you've got Fitness Plus, which includes some Apple Music playlists, although, as I noted yesterday in a piece, you don't actually need an Apple Music subscription. But suddenly you've got this thing where, and I'm falling victim to the genius of Apple, because I was like, oh, Fitness Plus, that's a cool service. I've cancelled my gym membership at the moment because, funnily enough, I'm not really fancying the gym. And so, yeah, that sounds like the type of thing that would be interesting to me. But it will work much nicer on the nice new Apple Watch. Oh, now they've got me.
Yes. You've fallen for the foul.
Because I want the services. There's an extra thing in there.
Yeah.
And then there's a £400 product that makes it all really nice. And then I was like, ah.
Well, okay, let's look at the individual family plans for a second.
Yes, we've kind of glanced over that.
So $15 a month, $14.95 US dollars per month for music, TV Plus, arcade, and iCloud. 50 gigabytes, yeah. Let's say that you don't use arcade. Mm-hmm. And let's say that you don't use iCloud, which is a lie. So you're breaking even. So you're getting arcade for free, and then your iCloud subscription is being taken care of for you.
Correct. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. For a kind of regular, not power user, $14.95, you're getting, and you can cancel your Spotify subscription. So you're getting music and TV Plus, as you say, breaking even. And of course, the genius is that it makes you think, oh, I can cancel my Spotify subscription, use Apple Music instead.
Yeah. So you're just getting the other two things for free, so don't complain.
You're getting it. I agree with you. And if you're paying $2.99, if you're paying for Spotify already and you're paying $2.99 for some iCloud storage, you might as well move to Apple Music, which is, I actually have come to think, is a better service, but that's a different show. And you might as well, you're suddenly quids in. So yeah, I totally agree with you. And then if you want a bit more storage, you can pay $5 more a month.
Right.
Or doing, is it
doing the family plan, sharing that for five people? Again, you're just getting stuff for free,
basically.
Right. So both of those make sense. If you're only doing music and TV plus, and you don't care at all about the other two, fine. I guess you can complain or just not do it or keep paying for them separately. Seems like it's still a no-brainer though. And then the yeah. Premier stuff, adding News Plus and Fitness Plus, is great. It's just, I don't know, I like it.
I think they've got it spot on. And the other thing, people kind of advocating the build your own bundle approach. One, I mean, have you met Apple?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Two, kind of, as we said at the beginning, that's not really how a bundle works. And logistically and kind of in terms of organizing a subscription, you can build your own bundle. You just have to pay for each thing separately. The point of this is to simplify the process. And so if you were like ticking boxes of the various services, you know, if it was an option, you can have four services for $14.95. You know, suddenly that becomes a bit complicated. This is very
easy
for both to use.
And you get analysis paralysis.
Exactly. And also, this is very easy for both user and company to administer. Like, it's not very difficult. This is not hard to implement on either for the user and certainly not for Apple. It just all makes... It's one of the things that just really makes sense to me.
Yeah, I completely agree. I like it, too. It doesn't only just make sense. I like it. Now, maybe I'm just, you know, being too brand-centric there, and I want News Plus, and I want Fitness Plus, having the 2 terabytes, that would actually be an upgrade for me. So,
correct, same for me.
You know, and I'm going to be able to add those things and actually, you know, save a little money, so great.
Yeah, that's the position I am, and I appreciate we're not particularly regular Apple users, but I think the kind of scenarios we've gone through for both the individual plan and the premier plan, never mind the family plan, are things that will hit a lot of... If Apple can get the message to a lot of users, I think it's the type of thing that will appeal to them.
Right, now let's look at it from Apple's side.
Okay.
Apple Music is clearly Apple's most successful streaming service.
What's that based on?
Gut instinct and the fact that TV Plus doesn't have a lot of subscribers and Arcade doesn't have a lot of subscribers. We don't actually know that because Apple isn't telling us, but I'm confident that that's the case.
That's an interesting one because I'd have guessed TV.
No way.
But that might just be because I know more people that use Spotify. And that might be a UK, European thing.
It could be. That is possibly true. But music has been around for years now. And
people associate Apple with music and iTunes and that sphere.
And totally. TV Plus just hasn't lit up the world yet.
Some individual shows have. I don't think people are banging on the door to pay for it yet.
Yeah, Ted Lasso is is a reason for subscribing to it.
Ted Lasso is, I think, the second series of I enjoyed the first series of the morning show. The second series, I think, will be good. Although
Mythic Quest. I am a happy Apple TV Plus subscriber. However,
you keep telling me to watch Defending Jacob, which I haven't had a chance to do yet, and I'm feeling...
Yeah, but it's because go ahead. You're feeling what?
No, I'm just feeling I feel like the world is too emotional and delicate at the moment for me to actually put myself through Defending Jacob, but I do
want
need to watch
to discuss
it.
A particular actress. I know. And she's a Brit.
I know. It needs a commitment.
I need to discuss that actress
with you.
I'm sorry,
I'm being very selfish.
You are. You are being very selfish. I am very disappointed in you.
I'm sorry.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Apple One is a way for Apple to say, look at all these subscribers we have.
100%. Yeah. And it's also, of course, it's very notable the time frame Apple gave, which is, I think they just said the fall. So kind of, I guess we can assume October, maybe November.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, Brian, the time when people would have to start paying for Apple TV Plus.
Exactly true. Yeah, this and so, that certainly is on my mind.
It's weird. It's kind of like this $2.2 trillion company knows what it's doing. It's
almost.
Weird.
Yeah, almost. It's almost weird. Like it knows what it's doing. Now, here's something we discussed on TDO briefly. Fitness Plus, to me, puts the hurt on Peloton and the Mirror in particular.
Sorry, did you see the... I know you're interested in the stock market. Did you see the kind of chart, Peloton's chart, yesterday?
I did not.
Okay, so you can see the point on Peloton's, the stock price, that Apple One is announced, and sorry, that Fitness Plus is announced, because the line just drops.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I was Peloton selling a very expensive piece of hardware where Apple has gone, yeah, we've got this thing, it's not that much money, and you don't even need to buy any equipment, I think putting the hurt on is absolutely right.
But, I mean, to be fair, you also don't get any equipment.
And you don't get any equipment, and the Peloton equipment is very high quality by all accounts.
Yeah, and so the Mirror is an interesting product, too. Are you familiar with the Mirror?
No.
It's a mirror. And so you stand there looking at yourself, as people like to do.
Oh, as in... Oh,
but it's got a screen that's the where the you're also seeing a personal trainer.
Clever,
yeah, and that's the thing.
I mean,
too.
It sounds horrendous, and that gives me anxiety. But yes,
but they have enough money that they're all over TV here in the States, at least here in California.
Oh, interesting.
That may be a California thing, but
I have to say that did make me laugh a lot during the Apple Watch presentation, which I know we'll come on to in a sec. All the talk, I was sitting watching it in London in a one-bedroom flat, watching all this talk about hiking up mountains and stuff. I was like, cool, yeah, that's not really my frame of reference for buying products.
Fair enough.
The mountains hikes in London,
fair enough. Where I was going, though, is that if you have a Venn diagram of Apple customers and then people who can afford Peloton or the Mirror, there's going to be a lot of overlap there.
So, I think that's a fair comment, yeah.
So Apple is seriously putting the hurt on some of those things. And I think that there are, as Kelly was noting, too, that... that some of the workouts need no equipment, and some of the workouts are designed to work with whatever it is that you're wanting to work with, like your rowing machine.
If you have a rowing machine, if you own some kettlebells.
Or treadmill, or whatever it is that you have. So you don't get any equipment, but you also don't have to have any equipment, and it's a relatively low price.
Again, it goes back to our point about the bundle, actually. I probably, although I'm interested in it as a product, I might not have gone, yeah, I'm going to pay for Fitness Plus.
Right.
I currently don't own an Apple Watch. And in a one-bedroom flat in London, I, funnily enough, don't have a treadmill, a Peloton bike, or a rowing machine.
Right.
But I do have some weights. I do have some outside space. And... I'm interested in fitness and working out, and have done things like yoga, YouTube classes, and those kind of things. Now, if it's part of the package, am I going to choose to watch a YouTube advert, or am I going to choose to use the Apple service on my Mac Mini or my iPad?
Yeah,
I think we know the answer.
Yeah, for sure.
And all I need is the yoga mat that I already have.
Yeah, and no ads. Oh, yeah.
So there's. There is a lot. I'll be very interested when it arrives and I can start testing it out. But I think there is a lot for both Fitness Plus individually and certainly as it in its part of the bundle.
I look forward to your video review of Fitness Plus.
Sorry, the line broke down. I was talking about your video review.
Hey, Charlotte, I was talking about your video review of Fitness Plus. I look forward to it.
Listen, having seen the disgustingly healthy, fit, live, athletic Apple executives who probably get up at 4 a.m. to do yoga classes, I will not be doing... You will not be seeing me in my yoga pants on the Mac Observer YouTube channel anytime soon.
You will not be seeing me in my yoga pants doing on YouTube.
Listen, either. If you're in the video, Brian, I'll do it. How's that as a compromise?
That sounds like a threat to our listeners and watchers. All right. So, self-effacement aside, I like Apple One. I'm excited about it. I'm going to subscribe and forget, just like I did with Arcade. But I will feel less ridiculous about it.
I'm going to subscribe, forget, but also maybe start making a pot of the money I'm saving.
Yeah, like for sure.
I'm genuinely really pleased about it. I'll end the conversation about it as I started. I'm surprised and pleased about... I always knew there was going to be a, you know, thing that had TV Plus, music, Arcade and News Plus in it. Mm-hmm. The thing I'm pleased about is the storage options, which for me is the big bonus. And I look forward to having 2 terabytes of iCloud storage.
Yeah. 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 Same. Okay. Let me take a break to talk about LinkedIn Jobs, which is designed to help small businesses find the right people to join their team. Now, they do this by matching your role with qualified candidates from the very start. And this makes choosing the right people to interview and talk to a lot easier. Firstly, LinkedIn is, of course, a massive community of professionals. They've got like 690 million people around the world. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates for the skills you are specifically looking for, and then they put your job post in front of those members who have the right skills so that your job is being seen by people looking for the kind of work you're offering. That's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you find that right person faster. So when your business is ready to make that next hire, use LinkedIn Jobs to find the right person. And because you're listening to the Apple Context Machine, you can pay whatever you want on your first job post and get the first $50 off just like that. Boom, boom, boom. All you have to do is visit linkedin.com/ACM. That's it. Go to linkedin.com/ACM to get $50 off your first job post. And of course, terms and conditions apply. And one more time, that's linkedin.com/ACM. Get $50 off your first job post. They've got a lot of tools for employers, and I very much recommend it. And I want to thank them for sponsoring this week's episode. Okay, Charlotte. So our other topic for today is one that I'm very interested in, and I believe that you're driving this, so that actually makes it a good one, because we're going to talk about Apple Watch.
Yeah, I mentioned the moment I had chatting with Kelly, where I was like, Fitness Plus, oh, does that mean I want an Apple Watch? Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, as I confessed to my lovely colleagues this morning, in your morning, I spent more than zero amount of time today looking at the various Apple Watch options and price points.
Did you configure like one that you would get?
This is the problem. This is my sticking point, and we hinted at it a bit at the end of the post keynote daily observations yesterday. But it's, I know you're a huge Apple Watch fan, so I'm quite keen to get into this with you.
Okay.
I think Apple has mispriced the iPhone SE. The Apple Watch SE. I think it's because in the way that the iPhone SE, I think, is perfectly priced, I think that Apple Watch SE is at least $50 too expensive to make it a just I'm going to buy it purchase. Now, our lovely colleague Andrew Orr wrote a very good piece, which listeners should check out because it's on themacobserver.com, about how Apple left the Apple Watch Series 3 in the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And he rightly points out the point of that is to compete with the Fitbit Sense. It's $199, but you get the Apple-y goodness as well. For this, right. Which is basically the same price as the Fitbits, and is undercut the new Fitbit Sense at $329.95. If you look at other, there are other Fitbit products around at a not dissimilar price point to the Series 3, I believe. So,
the Sense is $329?
I believe, yeah, the new Fitbit Sense is $329.
And you're complaining about the Apple Watch SE being $279? Explain this to me, because the Apple Watch SE is 50 times the device of Fitbit.
Correct. So I think that's a fair point. And I think Andrew is right that the point of the keeping the Apple Watch in the lineup is to compete with Fitbit. Sorry, the Series 3. Because mm-hmm. $199, you can get a higher end Fitbit device, but for $199, you're getting an Apple device.
Correct.
So I think... And that's kind of where I'm stuck. I don't really want a Series 3. I think I said to you the last time on this show, didn't I? What I want is a Fitbit made by Apple. We've discussed this before.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what the Series 3 still does.
Nah, Series 3 does a lot more than
but it Fitbit. Does a lot, yeah. But it hasn't got the power or the, you know, it doesn't quite have what the SE has.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of
feeling like you're like the person complaining about the fact that Arcade is included in Apple One.
I kind of feel like I'm that person too.
All right.
But also I think in this case that's awesome. I'm right.
What are you wanting?
Yeah, fair. What question.
What are you wanting? I mean, like,
basically, I want the Apple Watch SE, but a little bit cheaper. That's the actual truth of it.
Well, so but here is a thing when it comes to Apple pricing. Apple tends to price these things based on the gross margins that it wants. So if you want a cheaper Apple Watch SE, something's going.
Right.
So what is it that's in the SE that you're willing to not have?
Yeah, and they would argue that their part of the pricing is because it's, you know, high. There's very good privacy settings. There is very high quality materials used to make all ranges of Apple Watch. I get all of that. I totally get all of that. And this is my conflict. So I'm just looking around like that. The Versa 3 is $229.95. Whereas for the, as we said with, in the previous version, the Apple One price point is such that it's not a decision. This is priced in a way that it is, a decision.
What is your actual decision? What are you deciding between?
Well, the truth is all three, because I think are we allowed to reveal on air that you've already bought a Series 6?
Oh, yeah. I ordered a Series 6, stainless steel Series 6.
So what's the previous Apple Watch you've had? Because I know you're a fan.
Series 5, Series 4, Series 3.
Right. So you,
original.
That's... Wow. So you've been upgrading every year?
Yeah.
So what prompted you to spend another $400? What was the features?
The main thing is to be able to write about it and talk about it.
Right.
The Series 5 is a great watch. The pulse oximeter is going... I'm interested in testing out the pulse oximeter. I would not have gotten the 6... if I wasn't planning on or, you know, needing to be able to write and talk about it.
Yeah, fair. We went through this with briefly with Kelly, and I've just brought up all the different Fitbit price points. So the Sense, as we've said, is $329.95. The Versa 3 that is $229.95. Those are the two newest products.
But there's no comparison. Like,
there's no comparison.
Yeah, but it's like comparing. I'm trying to think of a great comparison. It's like you're comparing some beach thongs to, you know, like getting a pair of high quality running shoes. It's like, yeah, but the beach thongs are, you know, like, you know, $5. Who cares?
I've just realized what you mean by beach thongs, and that's not where my brain went. So
fair. sorry about that. I'm referring to the footwear article.
Yes, I got that now.
A piece
I'm there
of
now.
Like rubbery plastic that has a strap of plastic.
Yeah.
The flip flops, yeah. I mean, like, but, who cares how cheap the flip flops are? I mean, like, it's fine. That's fine if you want flip flops to take to the beach and everything. And it's fine if you just, if you're wanting a Fitbit device and you just want to track your stupid steps.
But that's, you know, kind of what I want. I basically want that is basically what I want, which is an activity monitor and sleep monitor made by Apple. I'm not that interested in the kind of ECG and all that kind of stuff. Relatively basic fitness tracker that is made by Apple, as I've said to you before.
Here's what you may be missing, Charlotte.
Tell me, Brian. Tell me why I'm wrong.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying that I think that this is what you will find if you were to get an Apple Watch.
I know what you're going to say, and I think you're right.
Okay, what am I going to say?
You're going to say that I'm going to find loads of different uses for it, and it will have more value than I envisage sitting here now without one on my wrist.
Correct. Essentially, I was going to say that you're going to find that you spend less time on your phone and less time in your devices because you're getting the tailored notifications that you want on your Apple Watch. In particular, do you get a lot of iMessages?
No, I'm a WhatsApp kind of girl.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. Well, so I do get a lot of iMessages, and
you're much more popular than me.
That doesn't seem likely. The one of the things that one of my primary uses for my Apple Watch is triaging messages. So you know, something dings, I don't pull up my phone. I glance down at my wrist, I see who it is, and if it's something that I know that can wait, it waits. I never see the message until I'm ready to go look. And if I do want to see the message, I hold my wrist there a little bit longer, I read the message, and then I can decide whether or not I actually want to do anything with it. And that triaging keeps my face out of my phone.
Yeah, but does it, like, do you get, I've just got an email and there's an email alert on my wrist anxiety?
I don't have email alerts going to my watch. That's the big thing that is super important for any Apple Watch user is to limit the number of notifications you're getting on your watch. Because if you're getting all of the notifications on your watch, it's no better than, you know, pulling out your phone every 2 seconds. And also, screw notifications. Like, you know, they're a scourge on society and a scourge on culture and a scourge on humanity. So tailor those notifications to exactly what you want and exactly what you need and no more.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of, because as I think is the same for you, the idea of getting an email alert on my wrist makes me feel panicked.
Yeah, there's no like us. I don't use that.
No good comes from that.
Yeah, no good comes from that whatsoever. And, you know, I definitely wouldn't do that. Now, another thing that I use my Apple Watch for all the time is actually checking the air quality index, which is something we have here in the States for air quality, obviously. And then I also obsessively check for the temperature outside.
Right, and the other conflict in me is, do I want to be that person?
Checking the AQI and the temperature? I don't feel like I'm being OCD about that.
So first of all, as I say, I live in London. I'm okay. I have accepted 33 years ago there is pollution here. And yes, the temperature is interesting for me. But as for me, the core of it, I am interested in the sleep tracking. I'm interested in the activity tracking, particularly if I could find a way of incorporating cycling into that, which is my main activity, my main exercise form.
Really?
Cycling.
You have an indoor cycling thing?
No, outdoor. Road cycling.
Huh. I didn't know that. How did I not know that?
I don't know how you knew that. I love cycling.
Huh.
I use Strava for that, to monitor that. But if I could do it on my watch and it would record that activity, that would be infinitely more, you know, that's a benefit to me. That's something I'm interested in. I believe that Strava and Apple Watch do sync up, don't they?
I believe so, but I'm not positive. So
no, I think, but that may again be a premium feature of Strava. That's kind of my focus of it is the kind of fitness tracking, that kind of thing.
Well, I also believe I have bought into Apple's vision of fitness tracking versus step tracking. Step tracking to
Agreed.
Me is a it, it, it's
I
a
stand-in
for activity. And don't get me wrong, I absolutely and positively get the idea of, you know, hey, I, you know, did 10,000 steps today, look at me, or woe is me, or I did 20,000 steps today, woe is me, or aren't I a badass, or whatever, right? I get the, as someone who is very prone to obsessing over metrics, I get the appeal there, but I believe that Apple's approach for standing up, for active calories burned, and then actual exercise minutes, I have bought into the idea that that is a superior way of actually tracking your activity.
Yeah, I think that's right. And the kind of the rings where you cut the rings is something I relate to because I use an app called Streaks, which you can set certain activities that you want to do every day or every weekday or whatever. And it, you know, it follows how long, including steps, you've done that for and what the streak you're on is and what your best streak is. Mm-hmm. And it's a really good app. I've written about it over on the macobserver.com before as a productivity and fitness app that I like. And so I can see how Apple's ecosystem doing that and with all its design and everything else really works well. So again, it's another thing that makes me, which it's the reason why I spent a non-zero amount of time looking at Apple Watches today.
Fair enough.
But and you're absolutely right to say, what would I not want? And okay, yes, the pulse oximeter doesn't mean that much to me.
It's not in the SE.
That kind of, but it's not in the SE, exactly. So, like, your question, what do I not want, is the correct one. And the truth is, if the Apple Watch SE was between 119, was like 199 or 229, 249, something like that, I probably would be ordering one.
Yeah, but it can't be.
But it can't be.
I mean, if it could be, it would have been. Like, Apple does, again, price its devices according to the gross margins that it can get, that it's wanting
to get. And these are built with very high quality. They're nicely built, high-quality products with high-quality materials.
Yes. Yes, they are. And at $279, the SE is, in my opinion, it's a great starting price. If I knew someone who was choosing between the 3 and the SE, and if they were an adult, I would say spend the extra $80 freaking dollars and get the SE. Right? And if yes. if you're buying for a child, though, and that, you know, kind of thinking about family setup to a certain extent.
Yeah.
The three probably makes a lot more sense. You know, you're saving that $80 and it's the depending on your particular child, it's probably a quite a satisfactory compromise. But if you're an adult and you're looking at it now, don't get me wrong. Maybe I'm being too blithe about $80. For a lot of people, $80 is certainly a lot of money. And I don't want to make too light of that.
No, I know exactly what you're saying.
But if you're going to have this device for a year or two or three or four, that $80 is pretty immaterial in the grand scheme of things if you can actually spend it.
Yeah, if you have it for 3 years or 3.5 years and it's kind of $100 a year.
Or $8 a month.
Whatever, then yeah,
well, that's
that
what
is
$100 a year is.
Right, then that suddenly is. And is worth it. And there's,
for most people, like, there's no reason to upgrade your Apple Watch every year unless you're an idiot like me.
You're my boss, so I'm staying quiet.
And I mean, like, you know, the Series 5 is a great device. Series 4 is a great device. Frankly, the Series 3 is still a great device. And, you know, you can keep these things for years and make quite a bit of use of them. So, you know, giddy up.
I'm just trying to think about you as had someone all an Apple Watch over all these different periods. What has changed and kind of improved with the experience for you?
The heart stuff I thought was a big add. There have been times I've gotten a couple of alerts when my heart rate got up too high, and there have been plenty of times when I have tracked my heart rate to see if what I'm doing is good or not. That is good. The ability to get the ECG is nifty, but it's not the kind of thing that you use on a daily basis. The size of the display has improved, and that has been a big thing for me. And the quality...
It's bigger on the SE, isn't it?
Say again?
The display is a bit bigger again on the SE.
Is it?
Oh, I thought they emphasize that, I think.
I missed that then, if they did.
It's an always on very high quality display.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no, the SE is 30% bigger. It's 30% bigger than the Series 3.
Series 3, okay. I do remember them saying that now. Yeah.
Yeah,
certainly not bigger than the 6 or the 5.
No.
I think the 6 and the 5 are the same size. There's not a lot of difference between the 6 and the 5 aside from the pulse oximeter and the new chipset. Now, one of the things we don't know is battery life.
Ah, yes.
We just don't have those answers yet.
No, but when yours arrives soon, you'll give us to them.
That is correct. I will be reporting on that. Because I am curious as to how the sleep tracking is supposed to work.
Because this has always been the complaint people have had, isn't it, with the Apple Watch. They're like, well, you kind of need two if you want to cover your day activity and also sleep tracking.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can't. I currently charge mine at night. I was talking with John Keat about this last week. I don't, like, unless you can get a week out of an Apple Watch, which there's no way this Series 6 is doing a week. I would be really, quite frankly, surprised if it's significantly better than the 5, which is roughly a day. So I don't know how Apple's going to we don't know that. The fact that they didn't mention it is a bit concerning, but I don't really know how they're planning on us integrating sleep tracking with this thing if we have to charge it every 24 hours.
Yeah. It's always, that's, I've heard, there's often been complaint and talk, that is an issue.
Yeah. So where do you stand right now? We've talked about this now. Where are you with this thing?
I don't know. I think the thing that would make the most sense for me is the SE. I think it's what I would get. I think I would use basically every feature of an SE.
And it's going to last longer than a Series 3. And it has a better display.
Series 3, I just feel, you've always said to me, you've obviously given me lots of good advice in the time we've known each other.
But one of the best bits of advice. Wisdom.
Correct. But one thing you always emphasize to me when I've, bought new computers or devices or whatever, you've always said, don't pay this year's money for last year's technology.
Yeah.
And I really feel, I think there are scenarios in which some of which you've outlined, the Apple Watch Series 3 would work for people and be good value for money. For me, I feel like I would be doing that.
Well, the Series 3 is not priced at today's money.
It's not priced in today's money, but it's still...
But it is yesterday's technology.
It's yesterday's technology.
I'd happily put it on a kid's wrist.
Yeah. I think that's a very good scenario for, a teen who wants something, or, an older child, that kind of thing. Definitely, particularly
for younger child.
That freaked me out a bit yesterday.
Isn't it better than giving them an iPhone?
It's probably better than giving them an iPhone.
It's way better than giving them. You still get the connectivity. You still get the tracking. You're still able to find them. They can still send and receive text messages. And they're not getting a phone to bury their head in all day.
An electronic tag on a child, and it freaks me out, but you're probably right.
Okay, great. I will accept that. So if someone wanted an Apple Watch that they just weren't afraid of, getting dinged up, I don't know, maybe they're working in some sort of, like a construction related thing or a machinery. The Series 3 is fine. But if you are, a person, if you're an ordinary adult who wants an Apple Watch but doesn't want to spend the money of a Series 6, get the SE. You're good to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And if not, every top-end feature of the Series 6 appeals. Yeah. I think that's probably right.
Yeah. Yeah. You could probably find a Series... I think I would rather get an SE versus a used Series 5.
For sure.
If that's an option, especially at the price, because the Series 5s are going to be going for more than $279.
Yeah, for sure. A brand new iPhone SE, Apple Watch SE is better value, for sure.
Yeah. All right, so you're good to go? You're going to get an SE?
I'm tempted.
Which one are you going to get? I know.
I think if I was going to get one...
You're lying. You're going to get it. So what were you going to say? Sorry, go ahead.
Stop it. You do this to me. And then the one I'm tempted by, if I was going to get one, is, I think, the SE.
Okay. But describe it.
Oh, I was looking... I spent time doing this today, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
There was a really nice, I like the new all-in-one band, obviously black. I really like that. That looked really smart, the new bands.
So would you, what color? I'm assuming you get an aluminum one. Can you even get a steel SE? I don't think you can you? No, they're all aluminum.
You can get, it just comes as it is. So what was I not looking at and was instead working very hard. I think it was that I really like the new all-in-one band. That really appealed to me.
Black, I got that part. So what case would you get?
Hang hang on, that's the solo loop one. Yeah. Probably aluminum. Aluminium. That's what you're doing to me.
Question. Do you have that extra I at the end of aluminum? If you spell aluminum, do you have, are the last three letters I-U-M?
I think so. I've never thought about it, but you might be right.
Well, otherwise you're crazy. I just kind of
type it by default. Listen, you guys are crazy.
I'm checking here. British spelling of aluminum. Oh, no, you do actually put the I in it. Okay, that makes sense. All right, so which color of the aluminium?
Oh, it would be probably the silvery one.
The silver with a black strap.
Yeah, the other thing that makes me like the Watch SE is the sizing.
Okay.
I quite like that. I think the 40 millimeter case is the right size.
Well, you can get a 40 millimeter on the 6 too.
Yeah, but not of the 3.
Right. Fair enough. Yeah, you're going to want that 40. You want the extra space. All right, so you're in a silver aluminum case with the black.
The one I like is space gray aluminum case with solo loop. That looks smart.
Okay. Space gray. All right. Interesting. Cool. I'm glad we could spend your money.
Yeah.
I really like the way the blue one looks. I do not.
The blue does appeal.
I do not think that I could wear a blue watch all the time, but I really like the way it looks.
And the other thing that's now happening, because now you've made me go back on the website, is like a pinky plum sport strap one, and now I'm just really mad at you.
Which was the one with the blue and orange stripe?
No, it's like a plum one and a pink one.
Plum one and a pink one. All right. I'm going to have to trust you.
They call it plum.
Plum.
But it's gold, and I don't really like rose gold. I know that's a heathen thing to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of with you there. Case band. Where's the plum? Are you looking at the Cassie cactus, the pink, you're not talking about the pink citrus, are you?
There's all sorts of nice ones. I mean, because also, yeah, I think the solo loop for me is the one, because I also like proper watches for non-Apple Watch occasions.
Mm.
And so.
You know, you say that. You say that you're going to get that thing on your wrist and you're going to become addicted to the data. I have a freaking Zenith.
But this is the reason I don't want to buy it. We're going around. This is the thing that's putting me off.
You don't want to like it too much?
I don't want to like it too much. I don't want to get addicted to the data.
All right. Well, good luck with that. I can't wait to hear how addicted to the data you become. Please keep us posted, and I look forward to your video reviews of Fitness Plus.
So mad at you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right. I also want to thank LinkedIn Talent Solutions for sponsoring this show. We very much appreciate it. And let's see here. Charlotte, I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to say, and that's this week's Apple Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on, add, or question, you can write me at acm@macobserver.com. Our bandwidth is provided by CashFly, bases by Boom, recorded just for TMO. And thank you for joining me, Charlotte.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for spending my money.
You are so welcome. That is all for this week.